Okay, well, hello everyone. Good morning. You're listening to WMFO. This show is titled Mike on the Mic, and as you can tell, I am not Mike. I am Kirsten, subbing for Mike, and I am truly so honored to be in this seat and behind the microphone for this fabulous DJ. So thank you so much, Mike Newman, for letting me take the reins today. This is actually my seventh time covering for Mike Newman. I have a tradition of covering on the Saturday after Thanksgiving and when he skips town to go see family, and so today is no exception. I'm going to honor Mike's format and start each of my five song sets with a new song, new noise, as he calls it. And so with that, I'm looking at the board for the second time. You know, I have to say, I want to give Mike credit for me knowing what chops I have, because he has continually reminded me how to use the board, and as my dance partner, keeps me safe and looking good. So I'm hoping to return the favor and keep this show safe and sounding good. I'm going to start this next set. Well, I started with the new noise. That was Nothing But Trouble, Kid Gulliver, just released. And I'm going to continue this five-song set with a band that Mike introduced me to, and I hope you love as much as I do.
There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected, and your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. Tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night, and I'm frightened by those who don't see. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. Finally, me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
Okay, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Freeform it is.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away. And they're going to better places. But our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been. And I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well. But I miss your face like hell. Oh. been talking about the way things change. And my family lives in a different state. And if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate. So if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate.
Turn back the clock on the crew. can try to make something honest with my own two hands, and I ain't got the breath to say another bad word. So if I ever said it wrong, won't you forget what you heard?
Okay, so in typical Mike on the Mic style, I started with New Noise in that set, and that was Kid Gulliver, Nothing But Trouble, released as a single. Kid Gulliver can be heard at the Plow on June 11th with the Chelsea Curve. That is a Saturday, so that will be certainly a fun event to go to. After that was the Abbott Brothers, Head Full of Doubt, Road Full of Promise, from the recording I and Love and You. Just that whole recording is fabulous. Then Lily Hyatt, one of my favorite performers, that was Brightest Star from the recording Walking Proof. Then The Head and the Heart, Rivers and Roads from the recording The Head and the Heart. The Head and the Heart are also playing very soon. Let's see, they are playing at the Leader Pavilion on June 10th. And then ended with Margot Price, that hauntingly beautiful song, Hands of Time, from Midwest Farmer's Daughter. So in that group, as I mentioned, on June 10th, The Head and the Heart at the Leader Pavilion, and June 11th, Kid Gulliver with the Chelsea Curve at the Plow. So I'm going to continue on with some more music, and I hope you like what I have selected.
Don't know. I could have been a sailor, could have been a cook. A real life lover could have been a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been one of these things first. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been your pillar, could have been your dog. I could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been the end. I could be oh so true. I would be, I should be, through and through. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been one of these things first. Could have been a flute. A real life giver could have been a boot. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. Could be even here. I would be, I should be, so near. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a Labish Terrier-Hound-Chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I don't believe I went too far. I said I was willing, willing, willing. She said she knew what my book did not. I thought she knew what's behind the prison door.
Sometimes far too long.
Okay, folks, I'd just like to remind you, you're listening to WMFO. This is the show titled Mike on the Mic. Mike is on vacation, so I am covering. My name is Kirsten. I normally host Something About the Women. I trade the mic with my very lovely co-DJs, Sue and Jane. Jane is on after this show, and next week on Memorial Day weekend, I will be on. So after that, Sue, you kind of get the rhythm, right? As Mike is apt to do, I am starting each of these five song sets with new noise, and so this one is no exception. Layla McCullough, and that was You Don't Know Me from the brand new recording Breaking the Thermometer. Layla McCullough is an American classical and folk musician. She was a cellist with the Carolina Chocolate Drops and is now doing her own solo thing. After that, Nick Drake, One of These Things, first, from Garden State. Fleetwood Mac, Temporary One, from the recording The Dance. Tori Amos, who is one of my favorite musicians. This song is titled Past the Mission, and that is from the release Under the Pink. So many amazing songs by this performer, and I've done some B-theme songs, so she ends up on my list there. Ended with Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun, from Super Unknown. I don't know. My letters are running together. I have another set of music that I'm very excited to play. And then after this three-song set, which is a little break from Mike's traditional style, I'm going to play a song by Smitty and the Feztones, and a little interview that I held recently that will bring this song to life. So starting with Something New by Death Cab for Cutie.
From the sky we look so organized and brave. Walls and makeup, barricades and graves. Daddy's little empire built by hands and built by slaves. From the sky we look so organized and brave. In the heat I saw you rising from the dirt. still somehow those stitches took the better part of me. From the sky to highway, straight as it could be. Take my like a long way home, but I can't for the life of me say why. Did we leave our love behind? Did we leave our love behind?
I see you watch her from across the room, dancing her home in your mind. It takes more than whiskey to make that flower bloom. By the third drink, you'll find out she's mine. I've loved her in secret. I've loved her. The sky hasn't always been blue. It might last forever, or it might not work out. If she ever leaves me, it won't be for you. She loves wild horses and tumbling dice. She don't have a single tattoo. She'll drink all the liquor and leave you the ice. That's too much cologne. She likes perfume. I've loved her in secret. I've loved her out loud. The sky hasn't always been blue. It might last forever, or it might. If she ever leaves me, it won't be for you. If she ever leaves.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, so as I mentioned in that last set, I started with some new noise, and that is by Death Cab for Cutie, titled Roman Candles from Asphalt Meadows. And I just wanted to mention at this point that all of the new music that I'm playing can be bought on Bandcamp. Bandcamp is a fantastic way to get music and support artists because the artist gets more of the proceeds. Bandcamp is very generous to those who are listed there. In fact, they have a Bandcamp Friday, which is the first Friday of the month, and the artists get all of the proceeds. So supporting a great organization that supports artists. After that, Jason Isbell, Flying Over Water from the recording Southeastern, and then The High Women going out to Ryan Doyen, If She Ever Leaves Me, from the recording The High Women. We have a couple of places where Ryan and I intersect, certainly Lily Hyatt and The High Women. Ryan covered for Mike last week. Ryan Doyen has a show as well on Friday mornings at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I find myself awake these days and listening in, so it's a fabulous show, and it's titled The Music Savage Show. So I ended that set with a dog adoption PSA. Yesterday was National Dog Adoption Day, so if you are considering a dog, please consider adopting. There are a lot of dogs that come from other states that do not have a spay and neuter program, so if you look on Pet Finder, you will find them. I'm very excited. Top of the hour.